How long do you think those free masks are going to last? I mean, anytime. Maybe I'm cynical because I've been in radio a long time, and I remember like T-shirt giveaways and stuff like that. People want anything free. It doesn't matter if they even don't need the mask or not.
Jenny. They'll probably have like one per person or something like that. I hope.
Oh,
otherwise,
my gosh.
It's going to be like trying to find a test.
Well, you know, I have found that masks come in handy for other things other than just avoiding coronavirus. Sometimes it's stuff that smells, you know?
This is really going to be something to watch, something for the history books.
And some people feel like politics stink to high heaven. That's Stan Barnes, who is a former Arizona state legislator and an Arizona political consultant, a guy I've known for a long time, who knows Arizona politics in and out. He talked to our own Jim Cross about what's going to be an exciting year for politics in Arizona, unless you're already burned out on the political ads. At the same time, the midterm elections are going on, where some analysts believe the U.S. House could end up with a Republican majority in the middle of President Biden's first term. And the balance of the U.S. Senate could possibly hang on Senator Mark Kelly's ability to hold on to his seat for the Democrats this fall. You've also got, got to mention the other statewide elections, like the governorship of Arizona, the Secretary of State's office, which is our equivalent for a lieutenant governor if you just moved here. Many other state offices. KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross covering that this morning, joining us to talk about the 2022 election season. Time to get strapped in is now, Jim, especially if you're following the big mine inspector race, because you and I don't feel like that statewide election gets enough, you know, respect, right?
Oh, no. Always flying under the radar.
I think the requirement for that office is that you wear a cowboy hat in your publicity photo.
I guess so. But it this is going to be something else. I mean, Arizona, spotlight nationally. Mm-hmm. What a shock.
Yeah, and we were for the presidential election.
And
it's going to stay that way.
And I imagine that every single move made by the recorder's office, the Secretary of State's office, at polling places is going to be closely watched after that audit.
Yeah, this may be the most closely watched election, certainly in state history and probably along national lines too, but Arizona very much going to be a battleground. I mean, as you mentioned, we have that U.S. Senate seat possibly in play with Mark Kelly trying to get reelected. You have a heated governor's race underway. You have Secretary of State. You have Attorney General, other offices. And if Arizona and Stan Barnes, if he doesn't think Arizona is the top battleground state, he believes that's true. If not, we're close.
Yeah. And we're talking just a ton of money. I mean, we saw unbelievable amounts of money spent here in 2020. We're like close to $200 million just on the Senate race. I mean, it was just it's insane spending. And as Jamie pointed out, you know, that Secretary of State's race, that is being watched nationally because, you know, the current Secretary of State who's running for the governorship, she's been on MSNBC. She's been on a lot of national media outlets talking about the fraudit, as she's put it, because the Secretary of State oversees elections for the state.
Yeah, it seems like this entire election may run through Arizona. I mean, we were a critical part of the 2020 election, you know, for a lot of different reasons, but this could be really interesting here. I mean, you know, here we are, not even at the end of January, and, you know, this is already ramping up.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Katie Hobbs, that's who I just mentioned there, the Secretary of State. She's leading the Democrats when it comes to, at least in the latest poll that we saw, she's leading the Democrats when it comes to the governor's race. And Carrie Lake, the former Fox 10 news anchor, leading the Republicans, but with not nearly as large of a majority. The last poll I saw, Carrie Lake was at 28%, but Katie Hobbs was like something like 40%. Wasn't that it, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, it's at least that race at this point is uncontested. I mean, you have Marco Lopez, former Nogales mayor, is way down the line.
Yeah, but there's quite a large field when it comes to the Republicans. I just saw Steve Gaynor jumping into the race, too. Saw one of his commercials for the first time the other day. So, and then you got Matt Salmon, former congressman and former gubernatorial candidate back in the early 2000s. He's running against Carrie Lake. There are others as well. And there's a crowded field in the Republican side for the Senate race, too. We're going to see how that all shakes out come August. Because that's, boy, we're talking about November, but August is going to be here before you know it. And that's that's the primary elections to decide who's going to represent their party in the general election.
Yeah, and if you think you've heard a lot of commercials, seen a lot of commercials, and been pounded with mail flyers.
Yeah.
You've seen nothing yet compared to what's coming.
Gird your loins. All right. Thank you, Jim. Jim Cross, KTAR senior news reporter. He'll have more on the 2020, crazy 2020 election. Crazy money-wise, crazy in how many offices are up for grabs. I mean, it's a big, big field.